Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Happy Labor Day weekend. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on this Labor Day weekend. How are you? 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. Anything around the house that needs my attention as we wind our way through summer and into early fall. Although the weather forecasts for the upcoming week looks very summer-like, which is great. Love to hear you from you this Saturday morning. Again, anything around the house that needs my help or attention. What broke this week, huh? 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating at 803-0930, same as our call-in number. So any way you'd like to participate, we'd love to have you here on WBEN this Saturday morning. So this startled me when I saw this on Nextdoor. I don't know what it is about this app that attracts the lowest form of humanity to our industry. But it seems to be an easy place for scam artists to market themselves. Well, the story that I read involved a company that was legitimate, whose identity was stolen by a scumbag, and said he was this company, and did poor work. The people that wrote the report hired the guy based on the fact that they thought he was with the legitimate company. Imagine how embarrassing this is for the legitimate company to get a bad review on work that they didn't even do. So I don't know. I don't know what guidance to give you other than to be mindful of where you're finding these names, and maybe Nextdoor isn't the right place to be looking for home renovation contractors and services, because the potential for this seems to be easy to be able to do. And these poor people that hired this guy thinking he was legitimate, and he wasn't. And I have all the names here, but I'm not going to get out any of the names because I don't want to touch my toe into what could be a legal matter here. But be that as it may, the point I want to get across is even though you may be thinking you're dealing with a legitimate company, you may want to do a little research to make sure. And I can't stress enough, and I've said this many times, you're probably tired of hearing me say it, that you really do need to check references. You need to actually speak to the principals of the business. You need to get written estimates, and you need to compare the estimates based on their merit. And never invite anybody door to door. Again, I've said that before. A door to door solicitation is ripe for ripoff. So let the need for your renovations come from you and not from a door-to-door solicitor. But this one tops it for me, a legitimate business being scammed by an illegitimate guy using their name. I just don't know what other trick is up someone's sleeve here, but this one really tops it for me. Anyway, just be aware of that. And I think I'm going to say that I would stay away from looking for people in our industry from these kinds of apps because, again, the potential for this kind of scam is there. And I say that, and there's a lot of people that advertise that are looking for renovations through Facebook and all the other social applications. You know, fine, but I would think that you really want to be careful as to who you're dealing with. Anyway, the cooking school is coming up, but we moved it, obviously, for Labor Day. We moved it to the second Monday. It's actually the 18th. Is that the second Monday? I've got to look at the calendar here. Anyway, it's the 18th of September, Sauce 101. We've got a few spots left. Red sauce, bolognese sauce, vodka sauce. And what pasta do you use for each of the sauces that you're making? That's September 18th class. Come home to Cortez Cooking School. Jerry Clemente, our extraordinary chef. In October, we're going to be making cheese. And some spots still available there. That's October the 2nd. In November, we are going to be making ravioli, cannelloni, and manicotti. That's November the 6th, and we round out the year December the 4th by traveling to Abruzzi, where we'll be making lamb ragu, and we'll be tasting Montepulciano. The Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, go to cortez.net and see the drop-down menu and click on the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, where you can register right there. And we'd love to see you at our class. And, of course, anytime you'd like to come by and tour our facility, we'd love to show you our showroom and our warehousing. And we like showing it off. It's really so great to be able to have a wonderful new facility like we have. So if you'd like to come by and see it, 9074 Main Street in Clarence is where we are. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. Come on by anytime for a tour. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 803-0930 before you pick up the hammer and before you pick up the drill. Pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortez Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, if you're unhappy with your current bank and are tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service, let us help you make the switch. It's easy. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We're even here to help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today, so stop in and see us or give us a call at 716-688-6114. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop into Lakeshore Savings Bank and experience that kind of relationship.
We literally change people's lives.
Dr. Bernie Kolber.
One woman that I took care of, there was no smiling in her wedding photos because she was so embarrassed of her smile. And she was told she needed veneers and she needed everything done. And we spent about an hour, hour and a half, all direct composites, tooth color filling materials, just redid her smile. It was magnificent, completely changed her life. She couldn't stop smiling after that.
We invest in technology.
Dr. Ellen Vossler.
You have to. You owe it to your patients to keep up with the research and the technology the dentistry is providing. You owe it to them. And you owe it to yourself as a dentist. I mean, we're here to protect their dental health.
Sometimes a tooth will be broken. There's enough there that we look at that natural tooth. If there's still really good bone support for it, we look at that as better than an implant.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo. Call for an appointment. 634-1234. 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
TheBuffaloDentalGroup.com.
Look good, feel great.
When it's got to be perfect.
Autumn is almost here in the most colorful season of the year, but also the start of cold weather. Now's the time to find the hearth for your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney. Forget about those trips out to the wood pile this fall. Enjoy all of the comfort of a wood fire with a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces and stoves. Stop in and choose from over 80 models of fireplaces and fireplace accessories spread out over the area's largest fireplace showroom. This year, enjoy the cold and the comfort, convenience, and warmth of your Countryside Stove high-efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After a truck hit me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $5 million, five times more than insurance offered.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says?
My job accident was worth 11 times more.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Hey, big news, folks. We have upgraded the Gorilla Floor. That's right. Every Gorilla Floor now includes a vapor barrier upon installation. The only company installing a vapor barrier on every floor at no additional cost. Why? Well, simple. Many creeks, rivers, and lakes in Western New York create a high water table, a lot of moisture in our community. And the number one reason for a epoxy floor to fail is moisture, vapor barrier coming up through the slab. So the vapor pressure coming up through the slab. Protecting you against this is the point, and Gorilla Garage Gear includes the vapor barrier to give you that barrier and no additional cost. It's included in the warranty, something no one else is doing. The goal, certainly, at Gorilla is to give you, our customer, the best products, and Gorilla Floor does that. They're not rushing the job either. They don't promise that 24-hour install. The best products, the latest technology, skilled installers to ensure that your Gorilla Floor is the ideal product for your project. Gorilla Garage Floors, Gorilla Garage Gear, including storage equipment, and Gorilla Garage Doors. All available from Gorilla Garage Gear at 715-6927. That's 716-715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Ten nineteen is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? Pick up the phone and give us a call at 803-0930. What do you think about that legitimate company being scammed by an illegitimate contractor representing, saying he represented them and using their name and doing shoddy work? There just couldn't be anything lower, in my opinion. Anyway, I'd like to hear your opinion about that and, of course, anything around the house. As we transition now, Labor Day kind of gets us thinking about the upcoming seasons and fall and then winter. So let's spend a little time talking about getting ready for those seasons. The first thing that comes to mind is your lawn. Thinking about winterizing your lawn, it's a good time to and put that final, of course, application to add the nitrogen into the lawn, but also maybe aerate the lawn. Good time to do that. Another thing that you need to do now is inside is to get that furnace serviced for the upcoming heating season. You don't want to wait till you have a breakdown with your furnace by waiting till then. And then, of course, if we have cold temperatures, what are you going to do with that when your furnace isn't running properly? You're going to be inconvenienced by that. So do it now before we have any need for our furnaces. And it's important that it be cleaned and your filters be changed. And this is the time to do that in preparation of the upcoming season. A lot of people put out projects like that out of sight and out of mind. Another one that comes to my mind is any drafts you may have around the house. Again, this is a better time of year to be dealing with these things. You could be more complete and thorough when you're not kind of frenzied over trying to fix something that's happening right then and there. If you can plan things out better, you're generally going to find you're going to do a better job if you're trying to do it yourself. And dealing with drafts will mean having to find where they come in. And some colder temperatures are usually useful in finding drafts because you can detect them easier. A candle will help around windows and doors. It'll flicker, especially if we have higher winds. It's a good time to check for drafts around windows and doors and caulk those openings that might be letting the air in. Another thing that's often overlooked, and the fall is a great time to do this too, is to seal the walls as they penetrate into your attic. These may be hard to get to with insulation, but if you want to be thorough about minimizing heat loss, this is a probably top of the list area where people omit to seal the area where the wall and the ceiling in the attic come together. There's special caulk that's made for that. This would go underneath the insulation. So it's a little work to do this, but it's effective because it could reduce the heat loss that goes into your attic. Heat loss in your attic is probably the biggest thing you want to try to dissuade is heat getting into your attic, because in the wintertime, the heat that gets into your attic can do a lot of damage. First of all, if there's snow on the roof, as we talk about often, the heat will melt the snow. It'll drain down into the gutters. It may refreeze because it's outside of the heat envelope at that point. And then over time, the ice will build and build and build, causing an ice dam, which would cause possible water infiltration into your house and then subsequent damage from that water infiltration. So dealing with the heat entering your attic is important to minimize that buildup of heat and the loss of the energy from your home, and then the buildup of the heat into the attic, and then the problems that come from ice collecting on your roof. So attic insulation and draft sealing there is also top of the list for fall projects. Now, we talked about gutters, and you know I nag about this all the time. Not yet, but, well, towards the end of fall, we have to think about our gutters, because by then the leaves have fallen, and we do need to get our gutters clear so that we have free-flowing water passageways for the water to drain. Clogged gutters could also lead to the same problems I mentioned with ice from the water collecting and then freezing and then building with a snowfall. It'll mound up. So a clogged gutter could be suspect for an ice problem as well. So the idea of getting your gutters clear comes to mind, but only after the leaves have fallen and we are ready to batten down the hatches for winter. So gutter cleaning, attic insulation, getting a furnace tune-up, aerating your lawn, those are a few things that come to mind. What else can you think of that you might want to deal with before the winter season? Another thing that we often overlook is if we're a wood-burning household, Have you cleaned your chimney? You want to do that now before the advent of the wood-burning season, because you want to catch any creosote and get that removed, because creosote can cause a chimney fire. I was in a house recently that lost part of their house from a chimney fire. What happened is a buildup of creosote over time. Basically, it becomes like a jet engine with how powerful the fire can be, and can crack the chimney as well as a result of the severity of the intensity of the fire. And in this particular case, it burned out a bedroom, and the space had to be gutted and now redone. So getting your chimney cleaned of creosote will need a professional. You can try to do it yourself, but you probably don't have the right equipment. A big wire brush is what's needed. And, of course, you got to be able to reach all the way up into the chimney and check for, you know, with a light, the buildup of creosote. So I definitely recommend hiring of a professional for chimney cleaning. The other thing that a chimney cleaning will give you is the opportunity for the chimney cleaner to do a visual inspection of the chimney to make sure that there aren't any structural issues with it, any cracks that have come over time. Not unusual at all to have a crack occur in a chimney from use, from age, from water infiltration, freezing as a subsequent result of water infiltration. This could lead to cracking in the chimney. Cracks in your chimney, again, whether it's a fire-burning chimney or just a fume-emitting chimney, could be problematic. From the fire side, it could lead to fire spread into the attic. From the fume emitting side, it could lead to carbon monoxide contamination. So these out-of-sight, out-of-mind issues that we deal with around our house are important to get ahead of. And this time of year, when we're leading into the season, are the best time to be dealing with that. When we talk about venting carbon monoxide, we mention that often on the air, how important it is to be mindful of the hazards of carbon monoxide and to have a carbon monoxide detector. Many times, now that we're talking about chimneys, many times we see that a chimney will no longer be used to ventilate a furnace or maybe a hot water tank. Well, the problem with that is, you're saving energy now by going to a higher efficiency unit that's venting directly through the sidewalls. But the problem, though, is let's say you've changed your furnace from being a chimney vent to a high-tech through-the-wall vent, and the hot water tank is still venting through the chimney. The issue there is that the size of that chimney needs to be reduced to just vent the hot water tank. And the problems that could result from that could be a backdrafting, could lead to carbon monoxide contamination, could lead to over-condensing in the chimney, which could lead to degradation of the chimney. So if you do upgrade your furnace to a high-tech vent, make sure that you include in that process the downsizing of your hot water tank flue, or adopting a high-tech venting for the hot water tank as well, so that you're getting the benefits of that higher efficiency as well as your furnaces. And then guess what? You don't need the chimney anymore. So if you're planning renovations, getting rid of your chimney could free up some square footage in your home that could be valuable, especially if it's right in the middle of the house, which we see often. Now, tearing down a chimney could definitely be involved. It does mean, you know, the demolition process and then the roof infill and repair, but the benefits could really be significant in terms of what it could do to a layout, especially in a kitchen or a wall that you want to open up. And the chimney, you know, suddenly, as they say, is generally right in the middle of the house. And having it removed could be very beneficial to your floor plan. So keep that in mind, too, if you are upgrading your furnace and you've gone from conventional vent to high-tech vent, that hot water tank flue should be reduced as well. A texter writes, things to get ready before the winter season. How about your snowblower? Yeah, those things require yearly maintenance and lubrication. Very good point. And it's often the case, a snowblower, we have a snowflower, we go a snowfall, we go to start it, and it wasn't properly stowed last winter, end of last winter season. And as a result of that, it doesn't start. Generally, you see that it's because of the gunk in the gas that's clogging up the filtration and not allowing the fuel to flow. So stabilizers in that gas tank before at the end of the last snow blowing season would help ensure that it's going to start up for you when we need it this season. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. State Senator Rob Ort calls for a special session of the legislature to address the migrant crisis. Ort says even Democrats are calling the matter a crisis.
I don't think there's any time to waste around this issue. We should have already been called back. I mean, I can't believe we haven't been called back yet. Again, the governor was down in Washington.
He says Assembly and Senate Republicans have offered substantial proposals to establish guidelines and protect New Yorkers. Ort and his colleagues have sent a letter to Governor Hochul calling for the special session. Niagara County health officials say Legionella has been detected in a Niagara Falls Bridge Commission building at the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge. Public Health Director Dan Stapleton says that section has been closed down.
They're having a specialist come in next week to further disinfect the areas that they've closed down until those get treated properly.
Stapleton emphasizes there is no public health risk. The National Buffalo Wing Festival begins today. A number of contests throughout the 2 days, culminating in the National Chicken Wing Eating Championship tomorrow. The event takes place at Highmark Stadium today and tomorrow. Gates open at noon both days. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
You know, it's often the case that the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about your bathroom. And remodeling your bathroom could indeed have a significant impact on its value. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, and one of them being Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been offering beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Twin City Glass is available for you to stop in Willitzer Park. Their phone number, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Twin City Glass, Life-size showroom in Willitzer Park. Stop in. Tell them Dominic sent you.
Summer's coming to a close, and you know what that means. It's back to school season, and back to washing uniform season, and back to making lunches season. Oh, and back to dirty dishes piling up season, and prepping for game day season. Yeah, things are getting busy at home, which is why you need to stop by the Orville's Labor Day sale. Right now, save up to 50% on brand-name home appliances that will make your chores a breeze. Take up to $2,000 off a four-piece kitchen package with a matching refrigerator, range, dishwasher, and microwave. Orville's has the best selection, coolest technology, and lowest prices on kitchen appliances. So you're sure to find the perfect set for your home. Plus, enjoy an A-plus shopping experience with professional service and the area's fastest delivery on in-stock items. It's Save Big Season at Orville's. Visit your nearby store or Orville's.com through September 13th to stock up on must-have appliance deals. Orville's, your home, our life.
Welcoming back Blue Rodeo to the OLG stage at Falls View Casino, one night only, October 6th.
Somehow they stayed that way for those 5 days in May.
Come celebrate the 30th anniversary of their most successful album, 5 Days in July.
That's the way you come to me. I'm head over.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Blue Rodeo, live October 6th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino.
Did you know that our oceans are true climate heroes? They've absorbed over 90% of all the excess heat trapped on Earth. And without them, temperatures would have already soared by almost 100 degrees. But they can only take so much. Climate change is being driven by greenhouse gas emissions, threatening our planet and straining our oceans. You can help. Join Oceana today to protect our oceans at oceana.org/hero.
The summer isn't over yet, Bisons fans, and the herd is home all weekend long with some of the biggest events of the season. Saturday at 6, it's Mark Bobblehead Giveaway Night as we celebrate the ballpark's favorite superfan. We've added even more bobbleheads, with 3,000 to be handed out at the Inspire Dental Gate starting at 5 o'clock, compliments of Farm Rich. There will also be a limited edition Mark Hey You Stink t-shirt sale to benefit the Beyond Support Network. Close out the weekend Sunday at 1 with the long-awaited return of Team Autograph Day. We're opening the park early at 11:30 so that you can get autographs from your favorite Bison players and a complimentary 2023 team photo presented by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Care. As a family fun day, this Sunday's game will also feature a pregame mascot meet and greet and postgame kids run the bases presented by Platters Chocolates. It's all this weekend at Salem Field, so get your tickets today at Bisons.com.
Hey, if you love the natural beauty and elegance of stacked stone, you are going to love Tando Stone, spelled T-A-N-D-O, Stone. Lenco Supplies offers gorgeous and affordable vinyl siding from Tando. That's right, vinyl siding from Tando that's easy to install. It looks like real stacked stone veneer. And guess what? It costs so much less. Easy for the do-it-yourselfer and the professional builder alike. And Lenco is ready with three amazing color options. Get Tando Stone Veneer and much more while you shop at the new Lenco.supplies. And if you want it, if it's easier than ever to find and order exactly what you need for the project, that's right, right from the comfort of your home. Those in you know, go Lenco.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
803-0930. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez. Happy Labor Day weekend. And we're talking about getting ready for the fall and the winter. And it's hard to do this when you're busy, but to think counter season is really kind of essential to be effective in planning and maintaining your home. What I mean by that is, you know, in the fall, you should be thinking about what you want to have planning for next summer. And one of the things that come to mind in that category would be things like windows. You know, you're not going to want to try and replace your windows in the winter. First of all, there's going to be a big delay in getting them ordered. And they probably wouldn't be ready to be installed until the spring anyway. But don't expect them, you know, don't expect the demand right now for you to be able to yield an installation, you know, during the winter. It's going to be probably next spring. So what I'm saying is, when you're thinking about windows, think about them in the spring, and have them installed before the winter. And that's, you know, just general advice about being counter-cyclical in our thinking. Same thing with the furnace. You want to think about maintaining the furnace in the summer months before we need it in the winter months. Adding insulation in the summer months before we need it in the winter months. Doing the caulking around the windows and doors in the summer months before we need to benefit from those barriers in the winter months. And these are just common sense things, right? But again, we get busy and we don't think about something around the house until it breaks. And then we deal with it as an emergency, where you'll be surprised at how much you can do with preventative maintenance to minimize catastrophes around the house. So being more preventative in our thinking is really, I think, a value to be an effective homeowner. And putting things on a calendar that are counter-cyclical will force you to do that so that you're dealing with it before it breaks. And then it's going to be less of an emergency, maybe even less cost, because when things break, you need it done now, and you're going to call the first person. You're not going to really have time to shop around, and you want to be able to do that if it's an expensive renovation like a furnace and like windows and like insulation and whatever. You want to plan for that and budget for it. So having the time to think through it means shopping. And believe me, right now it's very, very difficult to shop for home renovations. Everyone's still suffering from being shorthanded. And the demand was very high post-COVID. And, you know, as a result of that, everybody's very busy. And I hear it a lot from homeowners when they call. You know, how long is the wait? And yeah, our wait is quite long right now because we're still dealing with the lack of staff and the high demand that was post-COVID. But we're working through it, and we're trying to be honest and upfront with everybody about the wait. But the point of that is, if you need something now, you know, you're going to pay dearly if you have to get it repaired quickly. And I know things happen. Things break down, but the reality is, if you have time to plan, then that is the way to do it. And again, your furnace service, furnace replacement, that's now's the time to be thinking about that before we need it for the winter months. And again, we mentioned gutters, we mentioned chimneys, insulation. There's more that we can add to the list, and of course, a texture added snowblower. And again, that's a great item to add to that list. You know, we don't think about our snowblower until we have a foot of snow. And then we expect it to start right up and get right going, right? So that definitely would be another good example of what would be added to the list. What's another good one that you can think of that should be added to the list of preventative maintenance? It's all those things that are, you know, as I say, counter-cyclical, that we don't rely on year-round, that we need to be there when we expect it to be there. And the list we made so far is all I can think of right now. But if you can add any others to that list, certainly we welcome that call as well this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is up and running at 803-0930. We've been doing some shows about the upcoming change in our thinking and operating, with electricity being a focus. And that certainly is something I think is going to be somewhat inevitable. It's being rushed a little bit because I don't think the technology really is in place. And we've talked about this a lot on the air. And that's really my biggest problem with switching to electricity, is the reliability of that format. It's just not there. The grid's not there to support it. Electric cars are not really tremendously reliable in terms of long-distance driving, the hazards of lithium ion. But I found this that is looming in the background, and you don't really hear too much about it, and that is geothermal, in terms of more of a municipal operating plant as opposed to a geothermal system just for your home. And this is happening. There's a company in Utah that is part of an ambitious effort to unlock the vast amounts of geothermal energy from the Earth's hot interior. It's a source of renewable power that could help displace fossil fuels that are dangerously warming the planet. And again, this is a foundational mindset where this is a more reliable direction for us to be pursuing. Again, you don't hear too much about these things. This would couple in with that, the idea of introducing hydrogen gas into natural gas. It helps extend natural gas with that ingredient. But yet you don't hear about that. Capturing carbon dioxide and using that for its added values. You don't hear about that either. So this one, the geothermal idea, unlimited resources down in the core of the Earth from the temperatures. Traditional geothermal thermal plants, which have existed for decades, work by tapping natural hot water reservoirs underground to power turbines that can generate electricity 24 hours a day. Few sites have the right conditions for this, but geothermal only produces right now 0.4% of what we see electrically in the United States. Can you believe that? But hot, dry rocks lie below the surface everywhere on the planet, and by using advanced drilling techniques developed by the oil and gas industry, some experts think it's possible to tap that larger store of heat and create geothermal energy almost anywhere. And of course, think about it, the potential could be enormous. The Energy Department estimates there's enough energy in those rocks to power the entire country five times over, and has launched a major push to develop technologies to harvest that heat. Dozens of geothermal companies have emerged with ideas, and certainly a new frontier, and I'm glad to see that it's a direction that is at least starting to scratch the surface for a possibility for not being reliant on electricity. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning. As we come up to our next break, this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, as we head into the heating season, we're talking about maintaining your furnace. How about maintaining your ductwork? Yeah, again, another one of those out of sight, out of mind areas of our home that are often overlooked. And this could go years and years and years before you realize you have a problem with what's collected in your ductwork, which could include dust, mites, dead animal parts. It's a pretty disgusting collection. The air that we heat and we cool travels over that stuff. And yeah, we breathe it in. That's not healthy for you. So cleaning it out is important. And the our friends at Indoor Air Professionals will come over. And with the patented column duct cleaning system, they'll blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, suck it out, leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. That's one of their services. They also have medical-grade air purifiers. They also have high-capacity April air dehumidifiers that really work and won't start your house on fire. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Yeah, so 'tis the season for duct cleaning. You know, one of your team members, Marisa, called this week. I didn't know if you knew that, but she booked, like, this is her third property. You know, apparently she's a quite the property manager and entrepreneur. Yeah, but she brings up a good point. She said, you know, one of my tenants just keeps smoking, so I'm not sure I want to do that one. But here, let's remind people what's inside ductwork. You mentioned a little bit, but the construction process, you know, yields drywall, dust, carpet,
sure,
fibers,
sure,
grout, everything on a brand new build. After that, you shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, add pets, add opening your windows and doors, pollens, dirt, smoke from Canadian wildfires, blah, blah, blah. Now you take cigarette smoke and you saturate that three-dimensional stuff, and that's where we really come in,
right?
You know, because we can get that all out.
So here we go.
It's a reminder, but it's also, you know, the main thing is it's about your health. Any minor sinus, allergies, asthma, and you know, it's a great time to do it, but we're backed up about 3 weeks right now because it is the fall season.
Right. 683-3000, get ready to dial. The Hammer Time Radio specials for Labor Day are...
Okay, so let's back up on the medical-grade air purifiers by Healthway, the standard portable for 1,200 square feet. You can still save $300 on that.
Wow.
There is the whole house unit. You can save $500.
Come on.
The April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, $300 off. But wait for this, because this is going to be the last week, because and I'm really not supposed to do this, but what the heck? It's late.
There he is. We thought we lost you. Start over there. Labor Day discount for duct cleaning?
For duct cleaning. Okay, we'll be 20% off.
Wow.
And this is definitely the last time you'll hear that for many months. So, yeah, take advantage of that by calling me today.
Okay, 683-3000 in the 716. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
Casino Niagara is just plain more fun with the hottest promotions. Check out Instant Win Mondays from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a chance to win up to 250 Momentum Dollars. Tuesdays, join us from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. for our free Play and Go slot tournament and a chance to win a top prize of $500 in free play for each session. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Blackout dates may apply. Play smart. Casino Niagara. We're just plain more fun.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the Village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
New York, the Powerball jackpot is over $300 million. And you can now order official New York lottery tickets right from your phone with jackpot.com. Go to jackpot.com, choose your lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get notified when you win. Plus, get a free ticket with your first order. Get in on the action. Go to jackpot.com and order lottery tickets from your phone. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Residents of New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You could book your appointment there. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing. Because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, this is Drew Serza, the Buffalo Wing King, and you're listening to Hammer Time with Dominic Cortez on WBEN. Life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
10:53 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and we're back with you, 803-0930. A texter writes, do you need a 220 line to power a electric car? If electric cars are inevitable, should every garage have one? The answer is you do not need 220 to charge your electric car. It will charge quicker, but they are adaptable to 110, so you don't necessarily need a 220, and I would resist the urge to put a 220 line in just for the sake of not agreeing that electric cars are inevitable. Let's go to Mary Ellen on the phones. Good morning, Mary Ellen. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dan. I have a question,
And while I've been waiting for you, okay, I just had my sewer line cleaned out by a plumber. He found roots. It's the second time in 2 years that this has happened. The house is 70 years old. We were five people occupying this house with showers, laundry, etc. Now I'm here by myself, and I'm wondering if the lack of water going through this sewer line, or lack of waste, is contributing to the frequency of the roots deciding to invade the sewer. And what can I do to maintain and keep the plumber away?
Right. At least I think a lot of this, Mary Ellen, is related to the age. Was the line just cleaned or was it replaced?
It was cleaned.
Yeah. So it's probably related to its age. There may be some deterioration to the extent that the root infiltration can occur. I don't necessarily believe it would be connected to the use of the line. I think it may be related to the age of the line. Another contributing factor, however, may be the size of a nearby tree. And while I'm not quick to suggest a tree be removed, if a tree is infiltrating a sewer line, it may be time to get rid of the tree.
Oh, okay. I guess that would have to happen then.
Yeah.
Too.
Is there a tree nearby, I would think?
It's about 75 feet out between the sidewalk and the street. There's a tree that's been there for probably 65 of the 70 years the house has been here.
Is the tree yours or is it the town's?
It's the village, yes.
Yeah.
I'm in the village.
Yeah. Well, you may want to talk to them about the fact that you're having sewer-related issues from that tree, and it may be just oversized for the location and causing now this issue on top of it. So I think I would explore that idea as well.
Oh, terrific idea. Didn't think of that.
All right, Mary Ellen.
Thanks a million, Don.
Thank you. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Yes, the same to you.
All
Bye
right,
now.
Thanks for the call. Let's travel to Clarence and say hello to Mark. Good morning, Mark. You're next.
Hi, Don. We had a concrete patio put in last year and just brushed concrete. And this year we found some pitting on it, and there's a real slick spot on it. The person is going to warranty, with the warranty, he's going to repair the little divot. But his thought was to reseal the whole thing and put like a grit or a shark bite on it.
Yeah.
Is that, I'm not familiar with it. Is that something that is a good product, and is there a lot of upkeep with it?
So I would expect that it's going to help. As far as it being a long-term permanent solution, I would say probably not, because it's an application that you may see wear and tear from. But I think to minimize the slipperiness, it'd be exactly what I'd recommend. You could also look at having an epoxy application by the surface being ground, and then the adherence would be more warrantable because it would be creating more tooth, so therefore more porosity and their better bondability. But that's going to be more expensive than what he would probably offer to do under warranty.
Yeah, and his other option was to pull the whole thing up, and I'm like, I don't even want him to go through that. It's a fairly large patio, and that would be,
well,
I think, ridiculous.
Frankly,
to do, so.
Well, if he's willing to do that, I would explore that idea.
Yeah, and then it's the expense on my part for the landscaping that
we
already did.
Yep, I get it.
All over,
you
so.
May want to. You may want to, just for the sake of it, you may want to give Joe a follow a call and just entertain the idea of having this epoxy covered, because it's going to give you both. It's going to fix the pitting. It's going to give you the non-slip surface, and it's going to be warranted. So you're going to get everything, and then you don't have to worry about the landscape.
Yes. And what was his name again?
Gorilla Garage Gear.
Gorilla Garage Gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll give him a call.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Thanks for the call. Let's move along to Tonawanda and chat with Sarah. Hello, Sarah. You're next.
Hi, Dominic. How are you?
Good, dear. How are you?
Good. I have an older home in Tonawanda, like Irving Terrace area,
mm-hmm.
and the bathroom tile is original.
Okay.
Is there any way I can paint it? Do I need it professionally done so that the paint especially holds in the shower area?
Yeah, I'm not quick to suggest that that's a good solution for you, but I will tell you that you could cover, if you don't want to remove the tile, you can cover it. And we spoke about this last week. We carry a product now made by Wilson Art called Wet Wall. Wetwall, W-E-T-W-A-L-L. It's made to go over tile surrounds, and it gives you a maintenance, low maintenance surface that's easy to take care of. There's no grout, there's no caulk, and it can go over the tile. So that might be a better solution than painting it. Now, you can paint the tile with the right bondable paint to the in the areas outside of the wet area. But inside the wet area, I would want something that's going to be wearable and durable.
So this wet wall, then, I can't change the color of the tile?
Well, the wet wall is a sheathing that will cover over the tile. So that would be a permanent kind of enclosure that you would now have as your finished walls in the tub area.
Okay.
We have it on display. If you want to come out and take a look at it, we'd be glad to show it to you.
Great.
Well, time has whizzed by as it always does on Saturday mornings. Thank you to Jerry Craig, A-plus as usual. Have a blessed Labor Day holiday. We'll look forward to seeing you out in Clarence Center at the Labor Day Parade. In the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.